Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we will be reading in the book of Matthew, which is a part of the Synoptic Gospels. The Synoptic Gospels refers to the books of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, which means that these Gospels contain many of the same stories, and that those stories are sometimes even presented in the same sequence within each of the three different books. The book of Matthew itself was written towards a more Jewish audience to convince them that Jesus was the Messiah promised to them in the Old Testament. It is believed that this book was written 80 to 90 AD. Now, AD stands for Anno Domini, which is Latin for in the year of the Lord, indicating a year after the estimated birth of Jesus Christ, which essentially it means after Christ when referring to a date on the calendar. Nowadays, some more non-religious scholars do use the abbreviation CE that stands for the phrase Common Era. But both CE and AD refer to the same years in the Gregorian calendar, which is the most widely used calendar today. So let us open our Bibles to the book of Matthew in the 14th chapter. Today's reading we will start with verse 22, and we'll be finishing the reading and this chapter on verse 36. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 22. Immediately after this, Jesus insisted that his disciples get back into the boat and cross to the other side of the lake, while he sent the people home. After sending them home, he went up into the hills by himself to pray. Night fell while he was there alone. Meanwhile, the disciples were in trouble far away from land, for a strong wind had risen, and they were fighting heavy waves. About 3 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came toward them, walking on the water. When the disciples saw him walking on the water, they were terrified. In their fear, they cried out, "It's a ghost!" But Jesus spoke to them at once. "Don't be afraid," he said. "Take courage. I am here." Then Peter called to him, "Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come to you, walking on the water." "Yes, come," Jesus said. So Peter went over the side of the boat and walked on the water toward Jesus. But when he saw the strong wind and the waves, he was terrified and began to sink. "Save me, Lord," he shouted. Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him. "You have so little faith," Jesus said. "Why did you doubt me?" When they climbed back into the boat, the wind stopped. Then the disciples worshipped him. "You really are the Son of God," they exclaimed. After they had crossed the lake, they landed at Gennesaret. When the people recognized Jesus, the news of his arrival spread quickly throughout the whole area, and soon people were bringing all their sick to be healed. They begged him to let the sick touch at least the fringe of his robe, and all who touched him were healed. Once again, that was the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 14 verses 22 through 36 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses in Matthew we just read a little more in depth. Don't refuse the power of God. This story shows that the amazing power of Christ can be experienced in a human life. Jesus walked on water. No one had ever done that before. Peter became the second person to accomplish the feat because the power of Christ was inside of him. But then he began to sink because he focused on the wind and waves rather than on Christ, the source of all true power. Yet this wasn't a complete failure. At least he had gotten out of the boat. Too often we refuse God's power because we are afraid. We reassure ourselves that Jesus wants us to possess safe faith devoid of faith risks. This kind of faith remains in the boat, never experiencing a miracle. The excuse of the disciples. They could say it was a dark, stormy night, not a good time to walk on water. All Peter wanted was to be closer to Christ. He asked Jesus to command him to come. Jesus did, and Peter did the impossible. Accepting Christ's power is scary. This is why he says, quote, "Don't be afraid. Take courage. I am here," end quote. Get out of the boat and do amazing things with his power. Here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of your day. Where in your life do you need God's power? What does it mean for you to get out of the boat? We're so grateful that you joined us for our daily audio devotionals, and we hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there. Make sure to follow along with us on Monday through Friday for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections of these sacred biblical writings. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.